Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Game one tonight, Heat and Celtics. We're going to jump out right now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Nick Friedell, NBA reporter for ESPN. He's been all over the Heat for the last week and a half, 2 weeks here. Going to join us. Nick, thank you for your time, buddy.
Guys, it's always good to be with you.
Nick, man, I see you so much on TV now, man. It's great to see you, and I'm glad you're doing well. Before we start, these shows have really started to stir it up with the players. I'm just curious, do you ever hear about it? Patrick Beverley went all in on Chris Paul yesterday, and it's got everybody talking, right? Like, uh-oh, so much for the code of who likes who in this league. What were your thoughts?
That was something. When those quotes and the videos start to pop up yesterday morning, guys, I can't tell you how many times my phone would start buzzing from some of my friends, not only within the network, but all across the league. It went, oh, boy, because, right, I mean, that's the change. It used to be you just kind of didn't say things publicly,
right,
that the guys talked about in the locker room, and that is what's different these days. And Pat Bev, he's always been a guy who would speak his mind, but you hear it more and more as guys are getting more opportunities, not only within their own social channels, but when they get on television and they're directed sometimes to be as honest as you want to be. And
some guys good for business.
To another level.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happened yesterday. But that was absolutely the talk of what was going on as some of those quotes were starting to make their way through and what was happening on the day-to-day basis.
Yeah, by the way, a strong opinion. And by the way, when they have these guys come in, they know pretty much what they're going to get by the personalities, don't they, for the most part?
Yeah, but I tell you that even yesterday was a little bit of a...
That's true.
Okay, Pat Bev, sure, you want to go there? Okay, let's just keep it rolling.
Yeah.
And then Stephen A. came in. I mean, it was a party in the studio yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Pat Bev signed about a 6-year deal yesterday with one of these networks after that, right?
You'll Who's be working with him for a while.
Right. My God. All right, Nick, we're in town. We got the 1-2 seed in the East, the Heat and the Celtics. What are you expecting to see tonight from the Celtics team that just had a really rough series? He had a couple days off, but the Bucks and the Celtics went right to the brink. But what do you expect to see from the Celtics tonight? Marcus Smart as well with that injury.
Yeah, when you go through a series that was as difficult as the one they just finished in Milwaukee, you always leave open the possibility for that game one hangover a little bit. And Miami is so tough, and guys, you talk about it all the time, and you've been living it down here for a while with this group, but defensively, I would expect the Heat to just go at Boston as hard as possible in this game, because they know that series took a lot out of them, and they know that this is their opportunity to get that first win and create some momentum. But as far as what I expect from Boston, I watched that Nets series up close and personal about a month ago at this point, and and they shut down Kevin Durant at a level we just haven't seen throughout his career. But that all starts with Jason Tatum. So I know there are question marks with Smart, and Robert Williams has been battling an injury of his own. But guys, I have seen this Celtics team a lot from a distance. I watch it up close for those first couple weeks. They are so talented defensively. And what's been so interesting for me being down here the last few weeks covering the Heat is that Miami sees Boston as an equal. They know that in order to get to where they want to go, they are going to have to play at a level that they haven't seen so far this season. And when you have the weapons that Boston has on that defensive end and you switch as much as they do, it is going to be a really, really fun series to watch. And we played that clip of Jimmy coming in there, but I believe him. They all know, the P.J. Tuckers and Bams, everybody knows what it's going to take to win in this series. And I think Boston just has a couple more weapons that Miami's going to have to account for.
Nick, I'm just curious. In these first couple of rounds, we've seen the Miami Heat pick one guy and decide you are not going to beat us. We're going to make – your other guy's going to have to do it. We're taking you away. You think they do that with Tatum, or is it more we're going to let Tatum get his and we're going to try to keep some other guys from having big games?
I think they're going to try with Tatum, but the problem for them is that Tatum isn't Trae Young.
Yeah.
And Tatum isn't Harden.
That's correct.
Embiid, as we know, wasn't the same player because of all the injuries that he's dealing with. Having been around Jimmy for all these years, and I covered him from the very beginning in Chicago, and then saw him a bunch in Minnesota and a little bit in Philly as well, to listen to him talk about Tatum yesterday was really intriguing, because Jimmy doesn't just dole out compliments. He's well aware of the power of his words and what he says, and he said Tatum's one of the elite players in the game. And you can throw everything at him sometimes, and he can still get you with a jumper somewhere. And to see the lift that he has taken defensively, I think, is what impressed Jimmy more than anything else. So I think that they are going to try, just like they have in those first couple series, to limit everything Tatum does. And that means P.J. Tucker is going to start on him. Jimmy's going to get some time on him. Bam's going to be there for the switches. But all eyes will be on Tatum. And they're going to try and make somebody else beat them. The difference, though, compared to those other series, is that Tatum is just a better player. And the elevation that he has taken to superstardom in the last month or so is really impressive. And the scary part is he's just getting better. But if there's a team that could do it and that could slow him, it's this Heat group.
Nick, I want to ask you, Jimmy Butler's an interesting guy. You know, he's a little different. There's no question about it. When we got him here after everything had happened and all his different stops, I wasn't sure how this thing was going to work. I know he likes to play both ends of the court, but this relationship has just been unbelievable. He openly talks about, man, I'm so happy being here and the way we play and the guys I play with and Pat and the coach. He's just as happy as can be. I've been surprised. How about you?
I think that this is the perfect marriage for player and team. And I take it a step further and say, I think the Heat are getting out of Jimmy the best possible basketball that there is. And if he were to leave Miami, I just don't know if that other team, whomever it may be, yep, would have the structure in place to handle Jimmy's personality. Because, guys, any coach that's been around him, and I had him all those years with Tibbs in both those places, but any coach that's seen him and saw the blow-up with Spoelstra a couple months ago and saw the stuff that happened at times in all these spots behind the scenes, they're just kind of looking around, nodding, going, yeah, that's Jimmy. That's part of the deal. But to his credit, he has always shown up when he needs to. And I think what always has bothered Jimmy, at least in these last couple of years, is he wants to be viewed as a superstar. And in order to change that narrative, he almost did it in the bubble. He delivered the Heat to the finals, two games away. But if he can get them through this Boston series, and then you face off against the Warriors or the Mavericks, and he can deliver a title to Miami, that forever changes the way people will look at Jimmy. But in the moment, I think that this whole setup down here has been great for him, because you need people around Jimmy Butler who will challenge him when needed. And when you have the Haslams in place and you have the respect that Riley has earned through his decades in the league, and you have a coach that is as great as Eric Spoelstra, you have the pieces that can get the best out of him. And that's what we've seen from this relationship between Butler and the Heat.
Yeah, outside of a couple of years, the perfect puzzle pieces they've brought in here with the P.J. Tuckers of the world, the Lowrys, all those guys they brought in here. I got to give it to Boston, too. They found a time machine and found the 2006 Al Horford somewhere walking around and brought him in for a couple of games. Because, listen, we're going to talk about Jimmy. We're going to talk about Tatum. There's going to be a game where someone else, one guy we're not talking about, has one of those games. And Al Horford showed it in the last series. He's got a little left in the tank. That was really interesting to see him go for 30 points in a game. That was crazy.
Zach, I was looking around. I'm like, are we in Gainesville?
Right. Right. Waiting for Noah to pop out and Corey Brewer and Billy D. Right.
Let's go. Let's see what else is happening. For Horford at this stage of his career to play at that level in that kind of game was something, because I wasn't sure that he had that game left in him. But, I mean, he was motivated, clearly, guys, by the fact that the league had kind of written him off. And the big contract in Philly, it didn't work. And you kind of went, what's left here? But he still got plenty in the tank. And if you are watching this series, he is a huge part of what may happen, because we can discuss and it's a huge part of the Heat conversation. You have all these guys, Jimmy and PJ Tucker and Kyle Lowry, although I'd be surprised if we saw him, because that hamstring injury is a real issue, but they're all wired in a similar fashion, and they want to just kick your butt the whole night, and they want to prove that they can dominate and impose their will. But I just feel like offensively, Boston has a couple more weapons. And one of those weapons that can come out of seemingly nowhere at this point is Horford. Yeah. And it's another reason why you just wonder if Miami is going to have the answer to all the challenges that Boston provides. But that part of the matchups and going back and forth and who's going to be on who, if Al Horford can give you something close to what he showed in that Milwaukee series, the Heat are going to have an issue trying to figure out how to stop everything.
All right. All starts tonight. Game one, Celtics and the Heat. Nick, we appreciate the
Thanks,
time.
Nick. Really appreciate
we'll
it, brother.
You
Thank
again
you.
Soon, my man.
Yo, you got it, Zach. Great to be with you. And shout out to our boy, Young Greg. Who
Young
I hope
Greg.
Is listening somewhere.
Right.
The man.
The man, Young Greg.
He will always be the man, even married man. You're right.
That's right. Wow. All right, see you guys.
See you, Nick. All right, Nick Friedell from ESPN joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Hey, Zach, got to talk about this AG1 for just a second, man. I just, again, never been a guy that's been big on vitamins and minerals. It's pretty simple. It's been aspirin. It's been water, and it's been a lot of coffee. And you know what? Now that this AG1, and my daughter pushed me towards it, 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals for everything you need. First thing in the morning, you're done. That's it. You're getting everything you need right there. Give it a few weeks and start to notice your energy level, everything your body's craving and needs, you're going to get from that little powder, that green powder. One scoop in the morning, make a big, big change in your life.
That's right. It's easy. Like Joe said, one scoop, put it in between 8 and 12 ounces of water, and you'll see a change in a couple of weeks, and you're going to love it. You're going to love what's going on in your body. It supports better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, alertness, energy, everything with that. And by the way, you know what happens when you buy vitamins. You have to buy 75 different vitamins, all this stuff. This is just it. $3 a day. You're investing in your health when you get AG1. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. That's how easy it is for you. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Easy, first thing in the morning, and boom, you're done for the day. Go right now, athleticgreens.com/WQAM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.